This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The website music station Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is Elijah Rice. He has a brand new book out, and it's called What Makes an Asshole. Elijah, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Tell me all about this this book. What makes an asshole? What is the ingredients to an asshole?
You know, I think at the base level, it basically gets down to just having a bad attitude about everything in life. Mm-hmm. But the book is mostly it's a comedy of just taking these behaviors and like things that these people do that are just like really just like, oh, come on, dude, why are you being such an asshole about this?
Well, what got you inspired to write this book?
So it's actually a friend of mine. She and I used to hang out, and you know, we would hang out in public down at the park or whatever, and we would see somebody, and she'd be like, for example, like a dude with a jacked up truck would drive by, and she'd be like, man, if you drive a jacked up truck, you might be an asshole. And I thought that was really funny. And I asked her if she wanted to co-write the book with me. She wasn't interested. She said, you know what, you just go for it. So I just started doing it myself.
So your whole branding on social media is all about asshole. I mean, why go with asshole?
I've always thought that ass and asshole are just funny words. So I think they're kind of on brand. Not that I think of myself as a huge asshole. I think we're all a little bit, but you know, I think they're just funny.
So like, what's one of the things in your book that makes people assholes? Like, what is something that's like the major thing that everybody needs to look out for?
Well, so I break it down into different sort of, categories, you know, about being at work, religion, politics, going out to a restaurant, being on the internet. There's all kinds of categories. And, you know, it's not necessarily a book that you would read cover to cover. It's more like a guide or a dictionary where you're like, okay, you know, I'm at work. Does this make somebody an asshole? And then you find it and, you know, it's all broken down into funny anecdotes.
It's kind of like the who's an asshole for dummies in a sense.
Very similar. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
So, you know, it's kind of cool. It's like the Bible on being an asshole. You know, it's where you can figure out who's an asshole, and then kind of go to the dictionary, kind of see where it falls into it. Like, what's some of like the more common reasons for someone to be an asshole?
Well, you know, some of them are based purely on like behaviors, and some of them I just wrote because it's sort of this like indefinable quality where it's like you see somebody and they're not necessarily doing anything wrong, but you look at them and you're like, man, that guy's just an asshole. I can't really say why, but he is. Like, for instance, in one of the one part of the book, I pick on people who ride on scooters, and you know, because I don't know. So when I was a kid and I'd see the kid on the scooter hanging out with the guys on the bikes, I was like, that scooter kid is such an asshole. And I don't really know why, but he is.
But like, you know, what is considered an asshole? That's really the question here, because it's like that. I feel like it's up to opinion.
Right. No, that's totally true. So really, it's like people I think are assholes. So if like, if you agree with my sort of point of view, you'll think these people are assholes. But you know, if I think you're an asshole, you might not like this book.
So then I guess it comes back to the same question again. It's like, you know, what makes somebody an asshole? Is it somebody who's mean? Somebody who isn't just a piece of shit? Like where does it draw the line?
You know, I think a lot of it definitely mean, definitely being a huge piece of shit all the time. But I think a lot of it's just sort of attitude when you carry yourself with like arrogance and like you think you're better than everyone else. And like, you know, you just want to look down on people all the time. I think that kind of makes you an asshole in life.
You've written about two books. Your first book was about pirates. How did you go from pirates to assholes?
Well, I've always enjoyed the creative process. That pirate short story that I wrote was, so when I was like a child, I had this pirate character, and you know, I always had this like cool, I always liked the idea of like historical fiction and where you mix two things. So I thought pirates versus aliens would be cool. So I just wrote like a quick little short story, and I thought it was good enough to at least put out there. You know, it's not like my greatest work, but you know, It is what it is.
But to follow with the whole theme here, I mean, is there any characters in that book that you would consider an asshole?
Probably the aliens would be assholes in that, you know, okay. Picking on pirates who exist like centuries behind your technology. That's kind of a dick move, I would say.
And then, you know, on top of this, you have a YouTube channel, too, called The Angry Asshole, where you mm-hmm. kind of rant and rave a little bit about, you know, different topics and stuff. Was this inspired because of the book, or was this inspired, you know, was this kind of like the starting steps for making the book?
So I had already started the book when I did the YouTube channel. The original idea behind the YouTube channel was like, well, I can do each video is sort of like one part of mm-hmm. the book. Like it's one topic that I'll talk about for 3 to 4 minutes and then, you know, try to make funny or whatever. And the idea was like, well, I'll grow the channel and then eventually when I get the book out, I'll have a platform. But the channel didn't really, you know, life gets in the way and I didn't have time to dedicate it as much as I want to. And, you know, I haven't posted on there in years, but I'm, you know, going back when I'm now putting this book out, I'm kind of like, you know, I could go back and make more videos and I think I could do them a lot better, a lot cleaner than I did 3 or 4 years ago.
I feel like this is a great book too, not only to try to figure out who's an asshole, but I mean, I've been seeing on TikTok too, like a lot of people who are doing like the, you ask the book a question and then they just change to a book, change to a page in the book. And then all of a sudden there's the answer to that person's question, whatever. Mm-hmm. This could be kind of the same thing you do on TikTok where like you'll flip through the book and then all of a sudden you'll see there's a page about this person being an asshole. This is how it is, you know?
Exactly.
I feel like that could be something you can totally market on.
Yeah, you know, I'm not really on TikTok. I don't know much about it. I was very apprehensive about it when it first came out. But I think, like, now that I need to, like, promote and publish myself, I'm going to have to bite the bullet and get on there at some point.
Are you adamant about people not being assholes? Or are you more positive about them being assholes just so it makes you more money?
I would rather no one be an asshole.
Okay, good. I would hope so. But I mean, at the same time,
I mean, yeah, it gave me fodder and, you know, stuff to write about and make fun of. But, you know, in an ideal world, this book shouldn't have to exist.
But it does. And it does for a good reason. You know, was there when you were like in school, was there ever like a something that just ticked you like to the point where you really were like, yeah, this is the start of something maybe?
Well, you know, I was homeschooled, and so that would only be directed at my mom, and, you know, I don't think I want to quite go there.
All right, good. Let's hope not. Well, I'm glad that, you know, there wasn't any, like, any bullying or anything like that, you know, surrounding you to kind of get this anger out. I mean, this was an angry book, though, right? This is something that kind of got your anger out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was a very cathartic experience to be able to write about all these people. And like, because it's like in the moment when you're dealing with these situations or someone's yelling at you or you see yourself, you know, in a rough situation, like you can't always find the words and you always think in retrospect, oh, I wish I had said this. And this was an opportunity for me to sit down and find the right words to be funny, to be clever and just put it out there.
Well, the book again is called What Makes an Asshole? It's by Elijah Rice, and it's on Amazon. It's all over the place. I'm just curious, you know, I guess before we wrap this interview up, like, is there a way to not be an asshole? Like, what is the key to just being nonchalant, being nice, being, you know, a kind person?
I think, you know, to be totally serious about this, I always believe that it costs nothing to be nice. So sometimes that involves self-sacrifice and going out of your way to do something for somebody who it isn't going to benefit you in any real kind of way. And I think more people should do that. And I think we'd be in a much happier place in the world.
That is fair enough. Well, Elijah Rice, seriously, thank you so much for joining me here on The Zach Feldman Show. Best of luck with the book. Before we go, actually, though, where can people find you on social?
You can find me on Twitter at The Angry Ass. Same on YouTube, youtube.com/ The Angry Asshole. Or my other YouTube channel where I do like sketch comedy. That's Keep Going Productions. I'm all over. You can find me if you want.
Have you ever done stand up? Are you doing stand up or no?
I have done some stand up. I used to do a couple open mic things, but it's not something I've necessarily pursued too far.
Now, see, I used to do improv back in college, and I fucking loved it. That was my favorite. Improv is where I would excel at. but like, you know, I think stand-up's a completely different 180.
Oh yeah. Improv. I used to, back when I first got on YouTube, back when I was a teenager, we didn't even write scripts. We would just go out there and improvise videos the whole time. And that was a ton of fun.
That is the best. Honestly, that is the only way to kind of, you know, I think in my opinion, have a good time when it comes to creating videos. But anyway, Elijah, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. Best of luck. The book again is called What Makes an Asshole. It's on Amazon. Go check it out. And we'll have more show for you right here on the WebC Music Station, Z Radio Live. Stay tuned.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.